Good morning,
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Connected and Committed Podcast. Hopefully the sound, the sound should be better now because we're back on our normal mics and we're back on our
normal setup.
Sound and setup. So this will be our last. We have like two or three more episodes where it's going to be in this condition.
The setting, yeah.
In the setting, and then we're going to be back.
We're going to be in the new setting in our apartment.
Yeah, which I'm really excited about.
I'm excited too because it's just going to be a lot better even for like the camera and stuff. Like, because right now, like this is the best we can do, but it's so busy. There's so much going on and the lighting is, honestly, this is the best we can do with the lighting.
Truly.
So that's not great. I'm in that aspect, I do like things done well and yeah. That's not been, I mean, it's been what it is, whatever.
It's not what we can.
It can only go up from there. That's what's going to be nice about finally being back in our own place.
For sure. And upgrading on like even podcast sound and all the things. Like I'm just excited that even just for those who are listening, kind of like, okay, once you're back in the US, like what's next? I don't know if anyone's asking that, but we are going to tell you. One, really focusing on podcasts, and we have, we started some pitching while we were here, and we took some pause because it just didn't make sense to kind of start trying to get on podcasts or having guests or whatever while we were international in different time zones. But when we get back, we are going to be on a podcast, which I'm really excited about. And we're going to do more pitching and just kind of getting more creative with our podcasting. Mm-hmm. Our membership obviously is a big thing. We're going to continue pushing and continue talking about RAA. If you have not heard of Relationship Anxiety Academy, that is called our signature membership. It's a membership we just recently really pushed and started creating, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what that is, this is it's scheduled out for 12 months. You get to choose how long you're in it, but a minimum is 3 months. And we talk about all of the major kind of like thoughts that come up from people who have relationship anxiety. And we've created masterclasses for each month that they kind of drip out each month, no matter when you join. If you join on the 6th, it'll come out every 6th of the month for you. If you join on the 1st, it comes out every 1st of the month for you. Someone can be on month 6 and you can just be starting month 1. Like it just depends on when you join. And for our first 3 months, we're talking about how to like really grow in your intuition and your kind of like inner voice and why you stop trusting yourself in the first place and how to gain some tools in order to build that voice up again. The second one is on red, green, and yellow flags. Mm-hmm. And what are those and how to spot those? And is that something you're experiencing in your relationship or not? And then the third one is relationship guilt and shame and how that influences your anxiety even more and how to really get freed from relationship guilt and shame and just...
I mean, guilt and shame in general.
Guilt and shame in general, for sure. Those are the first 3 months. We have all 12 months marked out. So if you want to see the whole schedule, click the link that'll be in the podcast notes. But yeah, we have a deal coming right now up until April 1st. If you join right now until April 1st, you get the first 3 months for $25 instead of $39, which is a good test run of like, okay, do I like this? Do I not? Mm-hmm. You get to try to trial run it in a sense for the 3 months that you're in it at a lower cost. And then once you're in it, the price will go back to normal $39, but at least you'll get to know if this is something you're wanting or not. But yes, we're super excited. And even real content will continue going, but it'll change a little bit more as well. Like since we've been here, Reels have been just interesting. We've been being consistent, but
it's been up and down.
It's just been up and down. I think too, when you're
mostly down
international, I think Instagram doesn't know, like, are you in the US? Do you live here now? We're going to push your audio, your reels to this audience only. It's interesting, but it's okay. Like we're not complaining. We've still been steady, which has been awesome. Mm-hmm. But just kind of a lot of transitional things would be happening in a good way for everybody who's here.
I think we're realizing also a lot of things about how we like things done, and being here has been an experience.
Yeah.
A learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. I think it's good that we had things in place before we left, because then we just kind of continued with those.
Yeah.
And it worked the
honestly,
best that we could.
God's been good because we literally had one reel before we left the US that
oh my
God decided to make viral, and it's still going I think it went down in the last couple of days, but it was going viral. Like, it's the most seen reel we've ever done, and it brought a lot of attention. And it's been like going viral since we left in December till
That's crazy.
like maybe like a couple of days ago. And it's pretty crazy. Like, even though our other content's been lower in views and whatever, that one has just been like, okay, God, I don't know, it's
It's
weird.
weird.
It's so weird,
I'm
but
like
it's
nothing.
not, honestly, obviously not complaining at all, because that's just honestly been a blessing, you
Yeah,
know. So
truly.
very polarizing reel though, like, if that makes sense. Like, some people are not seeing the point of it,
Oh, sure. That's what everything that goes
yeah,
viral is going to
and
be
other
about.
people are like, oh, this is so good, and other people are like, this is terrible,
I
you
think
know.
this is why whenever any
Yeah.
ever have anything that's viral, you're going to get that. It's
Oh yeah,
like,
of
oh,
course.
excuse
You
me,
always get
which is fine,
people who
whatever.
are against you, and it's, I think it's okay. That's good, you know.
Yeah. So we're just things to look forward to, we'll say, especially when we get back. We're coming back April
10th.
10th to Austin. We're going to be
Yeah.
back in the US on the 6th, but we're going to be in Boston.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll kind of get more situated for sure during that time. So thank you for those who have been patient with us and been like true to our podcast, because we're really, really gonna, a big focus for us is going to be in that, just for podcasting, because we know we give out good content and we know that this is helpful for people,
Yeah.
and we're hoping that we can continue having this be heard by more people or even seen by more people on YouTube or whatever people are watching or hearing or listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hoping to be, we've been consistent, but even more consistent when we're back, because it'll just be a better setup and better settings, and it's like, because even for me, like, I'm mostly in charge of I am in charge of YouTube,
And just podcasts in general.
and the podcast, I guess, like posting the podcast, but I'm not in charge of doing the podcast. Like, we're both in this, but like posting, and I'd say like YouTube has been a little harder for me to be consistent, just because I don't know, it doesn't, it feels harder for some reason for me, but that's just once we're back.
And the internet is
Maybe I need a
slower here.
break. What?
The internet is slower here, so it takes forever to download a
Yeah, that's
video.
true. But also, like, I feel like I might need a little break, because I think I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself. But that's at least I'm honest with that, because a lot of content creators, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, and then they burn out. And I just don't want that to be the case for us. So it's like, it's good for us to be able to. I think it's not even burning out of work, okay? Because I know that you like working.
I can burn out too.
But burnout for me is more like a mental burnout of like, because it's not even about the workload, it's about the mental load. And that's very, to me, that's very different. And I think that's as valid, obviously. Come on. Sorry, I'm fixing your hair, because you have one thing here that is like not, I don't know how you can fix
What do you
that.
mean? Is it in
Yeah,
my, oh,
that.
yeah, it's not going to be fixed. It's just inside of it.
Okay, well, it's okay, that, yeah, do that. Fixing up the hair, people who are
Watching.
listening, because watching, they can see
Oh,
that.
no, sure.
For people who are listening. Anyways, yeah. Okay, well, we've done a long introduction, but really, we have not talked about anything
Just kind of
related to
giving
the
like, oh, welcome
topic.
back for those who care.
Yeah.
And those who don't, you can skip to this part. Okay.
Okay, well, they won't
So
know
today
that.
we are going to be talking about just kind of actually a quick one too. We get this often where people are saying it shouldn't be this hard. Like, it shouldn't be this hard to be in a relationship. Like, it because you kind of hear this whole conversation of like, when I was with my partner, it was so easy and it was so smooth and all of this stuff. And then you're kind of like, well, this is not what I'm experiencing. I'm experiencing so much like resistance, and it feels like it's not easy, and it seems like something is blocking us. This shouldn't be this hard. Maybe I'm in the wrong relationship. And so to answer your question, should it be this hard? The answer is yes. If you are experiencing relationship anxiety, it is going to be hard, because relationship anxiety is very much going through and uprooting some deep, deep, deep lies that we have about ourselves and we have about a lot of things. And so to go through like sometimes generational thoughts, sometimes generational beliefs, or deep, beliefs you had about yourself for years, and just be able to being in a relationship and coming through that resistance, it's going to be really hard. It's not easy uprooting lies. Mm-hmm. It is not easy. And we can attest to that from our own life.
Yeah, obviously, like it's no matter what area of your life you're trying to conquer anxiety, it's going to be hard. And it's going to be rewarding, but it is hard. And you got to hold on to that hope that it's going to be better. You have to hold on to the hope that you will overcome, because sometimes it feels like it's just never ending.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy, but you know, it's always a question of like, do you want to, you know, when it gets hard, it's like, do you want to actually like get the things that you want, or do you want to let anxiety win? And whatever that means, because to be honest, sometimes it's like you let anxiety win, but it's like, okay, what does that mean in that situation? Obviously when you're in a relationship, it can mean that you just end up leaving, but then it will show up again in the next one, you know? And it's like, you have to make decisions constantly of like, oh, I need to keep going and not give up, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Cause if we're being even real for us, like there are maybe not, so this is not even related to relationship anxiety for our relationship anymore, but when it comes to thoughts about like money and finances and business, like that can play, if we're not keeping that in check, can very much play into us often, you know, because I think that we can hit a huge hurdle. We can jump over a big hurdle. I'm like, yes, you got it. Thank you, Lord. Like we're consistent. We know what we're thinking. We know the truth, all the things. And then something will come up, even just a thought. And then it's something I know for me, I'll speak for myself. That's like generational for us. Like money has never been something that was super, super available, we'll say, as easy sometimes, first with my family. And growing up, that was something I saw a lot. And even before that, like my mom's dad had money, but like my dad's family, I don't know how much they did, and seeing them now, I don't think they do, but it's just been something where it's been very much believed that there is a lack and very much not, money isn't always there. And so to move from that and then have a business and then believing in like, okay, we're like, things are going to come, we're building a business, we're doing the things, but then not having these lies show up, it shows up all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I think would show up as much if we weren't doing a business, but it comes up like almost every day, like having to be very consistent and not having to jump in that hole or not having to believe any lies that show up. Cause mm-hmm. it's hard, you know, it's something I'm having to break off after experiencing it for 30 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's not easy, you know? Yeah. And I think it would be easy to say, wow, it shouldn't be this hard in business, which everyone says it's hard. So maybe it's not, that wouldn't be an easy lie to believe, but it's going to be hard if I'm breaking off something that I've been believing for so long, and then also turning into doing a business and believing that money is going to continue to come and God's going to continue to bless us and abundance is always here. Like those are lies, you know, and those are true. Sorry. But those are lies that I've had to break off for a while. And so, you know, if it's the same for you guys and you're breaking off your own lies after years of believing that you're not enough, for example, or years of believing that marriage always ends in divorce, that's a big lie you have to break off, you know?
Or that the lie, that's a big one, but that's like the way you see God mm-hmm. as like this really harsh and controlling person.
Yeah.
That's going to be really hard to break off, because that was for me like one of the hardest ones. It's like, actually, like I had my whole perspective and understanding of who God is, God had to change it because that was really one of the biggest roots of my anxiety, is like the way I thought God perceived me because of the church I was part of. That was really hard because it just feels you know, if you're a Christian, like God is like so important, and when you've seen him in like under a light that's been wrong for so long,
yeah,
like changing it is really hard, but obviously God is there and he's doing the work with you. He's not just like, be like, hey, well, you better see me differently. Mm-hmm. No, he's gonna be there and he's gonna help you to do it, but it's still like challenging, you know? And that's part of the journey. And yeah, if you're wondering if it should be that hard, well, I don't want to say like yes, it should be that hard. Generally, I just don't like the word should. Well, I can't explain it. The word should, I don't like that word. But can it be hard? Yes. Will it be hard? Well, if you're fighting, it probably will. Like if you're trying to break through anxiety, it probably will be hard sometimes. And it's not a reason to think that your relationship is wrong.
Right, exactly. Because it's a ongoing battle, and knowing that it's not, because it's different if you are in, always preface this, if you're in an like unhealthy relationship, like an abusive relationship, toxic relationship, something along the lines of that, it's hard because it's wrong, you know, and that's a different perspective. And I know for those who are listening to us, you guys are most of you guys are in a space where you know that your relationship is healthy and you're just feeling all of these thoughts and beliefs and not sure what to do with that. That's when it's nothing coming from the relationship. It's very much coming from your own stuff that's showing up, and breaking off that is hard. Breaking off a toxic relationship, it's hard too, but it's more of like that one you just got to let go, and it's different. It's a whole different experience. And so it's a process, and I just want to also just give you that encouragement of you're doing so well, and just you even having this awareness of what you're experiencing is anxiety, and that it is something that you're wanting to get freed from, is already huge. You weren't there a year ago, right? You weren't there 6 months ago. You're there. You're here now, and I just want to commend you for that, and just be able to celebrate you, and being able to celebrate every single win that happens, even if it's, wow, today I'm noticing I'm not super anxious today, or I'm noticing that I'm not focusing on my partner's flaws today, or I don't know, I'm noticing that I'm able to make the decision and be excited about getting engaged or getting married or something, even if it's just today. That's huge, and celebrate that. The process is, it is a little bit up and down. It's not as linear as we would maybe hope it was, but it is once you've really understood what's going on for you, and then it's kind of, it is like a more of a uphill battle. It is it's not linear though. You're right. It's going to be up and down sometimes, and that's life, and that's okay.
Yeah, I think that's something too in general, like no matter what, like relationships are like, if not the hardest, one of the hardest things you can do in life. So expecting to be in a relationship and expecting it to be easy is, it might be easy at the beginning, but once you're actually trying to commit to someone, it will get hard, and that's normal. And if you're able to like push through and figure it out, then you'll be successful. Because you know, it's like I even saw that video today, a reel of a couple in France. The husband is like 101 and the wife is 100 years old, and they've been married for 82 years. Or they've been together for 82 years, because I don't think they got married when they were so young, but
Yeah,
maybe.
maybe.
But they've been married. And I think they were saying in like next year or sometime next year, hopefully make it to that age, because they're still healthy. They're still like, they live by themselves. They do everything themselves still at 100 years old. And so next year they will be like the longest marriage in France ever.
Wow, not in history?
In
Dang, there's
France.
longer ones. Wow.
Yeah. So, and it was like, you know, because people, and then I was reading the comments, and the comments were saying like, oh, like it's sad that that type of love doesn't exist in this generation anymore. And I'm like, that's not true. That type of love still exists. If it doesn't exist in our generations, because our generation is relying way too much on emotions, and they don't know, and when things get hard, they give up because they think that it shouldn't be that hard. And so they stop, and they don't know how to, what it means to commit, and they don't know what it means to sustain love. But that type of love still exists. It's just not a, it's not love that relies on feelings. You think those people who are 100 years old have been together for 82 years, it's just because they were special, and so they were granted the gift of feeling love their whole life. No, that's the back then. Like love marriages were not even like as common as they are now, and I think they did like fall, I don't want to say fall in love, but they weren't in love. Like they chose each other. But I think back then, like marriage was way more like sacred and valued than it is nowadays, unfortunately. And it wasn't because they had feelings that lasted for 82 years.
Yeah.
Like you, we're all humans and our feelings are always go up and down and emotions go up and down. And love is not easy all the time. And that's how they were able to go that long and fight, is because they knew that, like, even if it gets hard, we're just going to keep going. You know, we're not going to give up. It's the same with anxiety. It's like if you're willing to fight and if you're willing to not give up, then it will be better and you will overcome and you will be successful. And you can be one day 100 years old with a person you've spent your life with and, you know, having that type of relationship is, to me, like one of the most beautiful things ever on, as we're living and like with the human experience.
Yeah.
It's like having a witness to your life, a witness of each other's life for ever.
Yeah.
You know, that's like so special, you know, even when I saw another video, I don't know why those old people just pop up on my feed. But it was like another husband that was like, they were all also very old. I think they were also like 100 something, which is crazy. Wow. And he was reunited with his wife after she was in the hospital for a month, you know, and like they were reunited and he like started, like he went to her, even though he can barely move right. But he like went to her and he hugged her and they were crying. And it's like, you know, like that's like that type of love you have at that point is not feelings. It's more a knowing. It's like, it's like the history that you've built together. Like it's like, dang, we've been through this whole life together. And I just don't know how to do my life without you. And I think that's what that's the kind of love you can only build when you fight for it.
For sure.
You know,
for sure. Yeah. I mean, there's, when you're in a situation that divorce is not an option, then every single relationship for the most part, and if they come in with right intentions, will make it. They would make it.
Yeah.
And I think that we think, and we unfortunately sometimes too, when we see things on social media, we see kind of like, oh my gosh, these negative stories and all this stuff. Like, we don't have that love anymore. That's not true. There's plenty of people who have been married. I have friends. They've been married since they were 21. They're my age now. So they've been married for almost 10 years, which is crazy. It's crazy to think that way. I'm like, they've been married for almost 10 years. Wow. Mm-hmm. Like, I know plenty of people who've been married for a very long time and they're still our age, you know what I mean? Or they're in this quote unquote generation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't only look at the ones that seem negative and then bring that fear into your relationship. Like that, we cannot allow that type of fear and like negativity to enter into the sacred space. And if you see it as a sacred space, then that is where it's going to stay. And that is what it's going to be. And then you're going to be able to see your relationship in that type of way. But if you don't see it in that type of way and you do let whatever, all the outside experiences, social media, your friends, negativity, whoever's experiences infiltrate this bond that two of you have, and then it will be tainted. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we have the power to not let that happen.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, when you're working through your own stuff, it is going to feel hard in the beginning, but it's so worth it at the end when you've made it, will say, to that space of, wow, I fought to get here. I fought to get someplace. I'm not just going to take it for granted. And I'm not just going to let it go. Of like, it's not that important to me anymore. Like, no, you're going to fight. If you fought for it when you're dating, it's going to be even more rewarding when you're married, in a sense. So I think about that often for us, of, dang, we could have not made it, you know? And now we're about to celebrate 5 years and be together for 6 years. And that's so beautiful and special to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where plus we were long distance. There's so many aspects to that where it's just like, I won't ever just be like, oh, well, somebody else could, I guess I could just be somebody else. Like, I wouldn't even want anybody else, because the type of history that we've already built in the past 5 years is irreplaceable, you know? And I think we need to see relationships that way too, of, it isn't irreplaceable. It's not replaceable. You know, what you've experienced with that one person is not replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that you think that it is, the more it's easier to get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's because people see love as an experience more than like giving up your life for someone else.
Mm.
You know, mm-hmm. And that's why love is so sacred and valuable, is because like marriage is like giving your life to another person, giving your whole self to another person. And that's also why it's not replaceable. It's like you're giving your whole self to the other person, you know?
Right.
So, but yeah, I think that's good. I think that's a good ending point. I think, you know, this podcast, this episode was really mainly to encourage people.
Yeah.
And to also give them a, you know, I guess a vision for their relationship as well, for like, you know, what can be expected on the other side of that anxiety. Is like, this is so probably the most like rewarding experience, like human experience you can have on the planet, is to love someone and commit to them and share your life with them. That's probably like, you know, top three like best things that you can experience as a living being. First one, meet Jesus. Second one, marry someone.
Yeah.
And then third one, you know, probably having children. Yeah. that's like, for me, that's the top three. And then after that, obviously all the rest, but that's top three.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And that's our own, comes from our own values too, but
yeah,
I for sure agree with that. But we hope that this episode was helpful for you, and that this was just a good encouragement of like, okay, you're in this race, you're doing it. Be proud of yourself. It is hard, mm-hmm. but it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And if this, you know, if you want more, like, I hope this episode was helpful and more episodes are coming to your, on your way. And if you want to find out more about RAA, check out the link in the description notes, in the show notes. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast, subscribe, do all of the things. You like to say them all and I don't like them. But we all get it. We know at this point what to do. So hope you do all the things. If you're watching or if you're listening, you know, if this is something you liked, and enjoyed, support help us out and support us in whatever way that you feel is necessary.
Yeah.
We love you all and we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.